The text for our meditation this morning is a couple of the verses that were read to you just a moment ago from the gospel reading from the 6th chapter of Mark. From that reading, I will repeat two verses. And he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. They went out and preached that men should repent. There they are, the 12 disciples. They're somewhat excited and agitated at the same time because our Lord has given them a mission. That mission is to go out and proclaim to the surrounding villages. Proclaim about Jesus Christ. Their traveling orders were kind of strange, they thought. Jesus said, "Don't take anything with you other than a staff. Wear a pair of sandals so your feet don't get too scruffed up. But don't bring a second coat. Just one." That was it. One of the disciples quipped. He said, "You know, I have never packed for a vacation like this before. Not this lightly." So there they were, getting ready to go out. Jesus had split them up into pairs. And they were getting ready to partner to go out. When one of the disciples remarked, "What are we supposed to say?" And there were four disciples, you see, that had been with Jesus longer than any of the others. The first four that he called. And so it was only natural, I guess, that the entire group looked to these four for their opinion. What is it? He gave us these travel instructions, but he didn't give us anything else. What are we supposed to do when we get out there? What are we supposed to say? And of those first four, Andrew, well, he was the first one to speak up. And Andrew said, "Well, you know, Jesus has always talked about love your neighbor as yourself, do good to your enemies, that kind of thing. I think what we really need to do is go out and tell these surrounding villages that in Jesus Christ, it is incumbent upon us to help one another. It is incumbent upon us to take care of one another. It is incumbent upon us to help that poor beggar when we see him, to man the soup line kitchen if they need help. And what's more, maybe we should tell people that in Jesus Christ, you need to get a little bit more involved in government and hope that that government will legislate the way a Christian would legislate." Yeah, that's what I think we really ought to go out and push. Well, Andrew was respected, and Andrew was listened to. But the group was not thoroughly convinced. Let's see what James has to say. James, you know, the brother of John, the beloved disciple, the son of Zebedee. James, what do you think? And James says, "Well, Jesus has always talked about the need to reach heaven, to go to heaven, to go to his Father. And it was always Jesus' habit, you see, as you well know, to go off by himself, almost on a daily basis, to pray. For heaven's sake, he would spend the whole night in prayer sometimes. You guys remember that," James says. "I think the message that we need to take to these villages is to follow Jesus' example. Meditate. That's how he got in touch with his Father. How do you think we're going to get in touch with his Father?" Yeah, meditation. Quiet meditation. I think that should be our message. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Okay, James, thank you for your opinion, maybe so, but we're not done listening. How about John? James's brother. John, what do you say? Well, come on, guys, isn't it obvious? John says. Jesus has just told us that he has given us authority over the unclean spirits. And you know full well how Jesus, in his ministry up to this point, has healed many people. Many people who have come to him asking for help, physically, he's given freely. He's exercised demons out of people. Remember that Gerasene demoniac, the guy living in a graveyard? Yeah, that was something. That's what Jesus did. He's given us that authority. I think our message ought to be that Jesus Christ has brought a ministry of healing to this world. That if you got some kind of sick disease, come to Jesus. He'll take care of it. Not a problem. And on top of that, we can exorcise demons if we ever run into a demon-possessed individual. Yeah? Yeah, I think that's what we need to tell people, that Jesus Christ can do this and that he does it through his church, through us. The group as a whole still was rather uncertain. They had one card left to play. Peter. Peter, what do you think? And Peter paused a moment. And Peter looked at the group and he simply said, "Why don't we ask him?" I think that's the best thing to do. Let's ask him what he wants us to go out and preach and proclaim. We're not told exactly what Jesus told them, but we do get a hint in verse 12, which I shared with you a moment ago. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Now, it's interesting, that little word repent right there, the way it's used. Now, normally when we hear the word repent, we automatically think, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, you sinner. Turn from your wicked ways. God is at hand. Prepare to meet your God. Repent. And maybe there is an element held in that word that way. However, this phrase can also be translated in a way that means something a little bit different. And they went out and preached in a way or a manner that men might repent. What does that mean? John does the same thing in his gospel, by the way, at the very end when he says, "These things were written that you might believe." Is he referring to the things held in the text, or is he referring to the way he presented the story, that might bring you to faith? And a little bit more in-depth study of John shows that the latter is a distinct possibility. And so I'm wondering if we don't have this kind of thing going on here. They preached in a manner that would lead people to repentance. And what would that involve? Very simply this: a message that mankind is sinful. And as such, mankind stands in need of forgiveness. And that God supplies that forgiveness in his Son, Jesus Christ. There was the message of the 12. You see, the church was never, ever founded on a social gospel that says, "Oh, you got to go around helping everybody whenever you can." That's the gospel. No, it isn't. The church was never founded upon, "Get in touch with God through quiet meditation." That's not the way to get in touch with God. The church was never founded on a ministry of healing and exorcism. The church was founded on a message of sin and grace, of the need for forgiveness and the forgiveness given in Jesus Christ. That, you see, is the message of the church. That's what the apostles went out and preached, if you will, after they talked to Jesus and asked him what he wanted proclaimed. That, and that alone, is the message upon which the church stands. That and that alone is the message which defines the church. And on that message of sin and grace, we will stand. Amen.